Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. Audrey Thomas, who is the founder and CEO of Kingdomwood International Film Festival, joins us to talk about this great, I mean, how long have you been around? This is what year?
This is the ninth year we're celebrating.
Yes, I remember the first year.
That's right.
It's been a long, long time. And you have really, stepped it up, kept it interesting, kept it hot and alive, and all that great stuff. So tell us about Kingdomwood International Film Festival.
You know, it's so amazing that it has continued on. And I think I will give credit where credit is due. And it's because I really look at it as the steward of Kingdomwood. Mm-hmm. And when I do that, more ideas just constantly come to mind that I go ahead and put out there. So wow. I'm just excited. I want to give God the praise, first mm-hmm. of all, for allowing me to, or even trusting me to go ahead and put on this type of festival for our community.
Isn't that great? And you think about Kingdomwood, of course, Christian film. Mm-hmm. You know, where in the secular, they're not getting any play. So you have to do what you got to do, you know?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. And I think we have an opportunity to be up there with everyone else. We're just an alternative viewing.
Absolutely.
Machine.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's mm-hmm. it. We're not bashing anyone because it's enough out there for everyone.
You know,
and we just want to be able to, you know, present ours.
Mm-hmm. I think that the last, and I can't recall right now, I should have looked it up, the last few Christian films have done very well.
Mm-hmm.
They have done
mm-hmm.
very well. Yeah. And I think they're showing, you know, secular side that, we buy money, we go see movies,
that's right.
It's important to us. And I think that's
right.
a really great thing. So talk about the film festival. It's happening October 6th through the 8th.
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be actually at the JW Marriott in Buckhead.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really going to be fabulous that we're going to be having screenings and workshops and panels. And one other great thing that I'm going to be putting on spotlight is that we have a younger generation creating films of faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's really exciting for Kingdomwood, because when people think about a Christian film festival, they think of the older people or films that's a hallelujah and things like that. But
yeah.
No, we are mm-hmm. coming out popping with a lot of great today stories and testimonies mm-hmm. that people can relate to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the young people are filming with new cameras. Some of them are doing them with their iPhones. They're so creative.
True. Yes. And it's exciting, you know, and we have a great team that's going to come out on Saturday at 1 o'clock. All young people from all different parts of the film industry,
mm-hmm.
from being a photographer, an editor, an actor, a producer. And I'm telling you, we already having conference calls with these young people, and they are totally excited. So I welcome everyone to come out to our festival starting October 6th through the 8th. It's just going to be amazing. Great setup.
So are you doing documentaries, shorts, long format? Are you doing all of it?
We are. We have even minis. We have mini films that shows even 8 to 10 minutes because it's a start.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of stories can be told in 8 minutes.
This
is
true.
So fabulous. And we have short films, full feature films, documentaries, and red carpet screenings.
That's awesome.
It's enough for everyone.
I think so. And what's interesting is that you're already taking film submissions for 2018.
Yeah, we pretty much because, you know, I'm thinking we're going to have to really step out and get bigger places because there's so many submissions, I can't even screen them all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it is, I don't really want them to overlap, but I tell you every year I find myself overlapping. It happens. And I was like, Lord, you know, people just have to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it has to be in real life. You have to choose.
Yeah. Choose what's important.
So there's going to be some great mm-hmm. choices.
Celebrity panels, educational workshops happening.
Yes.
Filmmaker award show, which I think is going to be really big.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
It is, and it's going to be really exciting because even this year, we're going to have a daytime gala.
Oh, nice.
And that's going to be so fabulous mm-hmm. because we're going to allow the filmmakers and the screenplay writers to introduce themselves, show a little trailer, clipping, or project, and then invite everyone who come to the gala to actually come and see their movies. Scheduled that day or the following day. And we never did that. We never gave them a platform to invite the current people there. Filmmakers, they meet along the way, but this way, they get to meet each other up front.
That is phenomenal. They're going to love that.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited about it. It just, a couple of good things that we incorporating this year. And the latest thing is Christian Women in Film. Kingdom Woods, Christian Women in Film. That, I introduced that. I opened it up and just to kick it off, you know, we're just pretty much going to launch it and present it at the festival. And I'm telling you, these women, these Christian women that's out here in film and NSI, and we got people out in London, they all have came aboard.
That's great.
Amazing.
They're so creative. And what I love about women in film is that you're going to see things from a different perspective than what we usually see, because they bring their own perspective every time.
They do. And what's another great thing about that, these women are going to be able to come together because just like you said, they have a different flavor. And I'm going to introduce that. I want to know the women in film that want the action pack. I want the women in film who have great love stories. You see what I mean?
That's going to be phenomenal.
It's so many different categories that these women are going to be able to come together, and we're going to support each other and create these films that's going to be very impactful. I'm very excited about that.
And does this lead them into other film festivals, or are they coming out of other film festivals into yours?
Well, I think they have opportunities to go to other film festivals, but I really want to give them the recognition that they deserve for being Christian films. And also the supporters. There's many Christian film supporters. Their friends are Christians, and that's creating it. And it's not just all Christian. We open it up under the kingdom. You know, we're looking for good stories, family-friendly stories. We're looking for love stories. We're looking for factual stories. We're looking for films that's going to help each other.
Right.
So you just don't have to be a Christian to come under Kingdomwood to help deliver the story, produce great stories. It's all for us, and it's just a different way that we want to shine light on our women.
I see one of the films is called Agnostic, and I was like, okay, birth control, is it up to us? All kinds of stuff in here.
This is
going to be so phenomenal.
You know, and we're not really leaving the men out, because men, they marry to their wives, and they have sisters and their daughters, and we need our guys. We need them as our backbone, our strength. So we need them. It's just the first thing we're doing, and we're going to recognize the women. But we have a lot of males who have submitted films, and some. And matter of fact, the guy, the film that you're mentioning was produced by one of the guys.
Really? The birth control or the agnostic?
The birth control. No, the birth control.
That's going to be interesting.
It really is. So he's already coming. He's already known to come, and he's quite connected with the Kendricks brothers. Matter of fact, the Kendricks brothers from War Room have helped produce this movie.
Oh, that's great. I've interviewed both of those. They are phenomenal guys.
Yes, they are. And it's just great. And it's really a pleasure that they have even submitted their film to Kingdomwood to showcase. So we're very excited about that.
On Friday, you have an awesome keynote speaker, Sue Ann Taylor, Deputy Commissioner of Georgia Film and TV Production. Ms. Lee Thomas is going to be in the house.
Yes,
and great conversation. Then you have Gil Robertson of the African American
Film Critics
Association. And he's going to be there to talk about movie critique. He's going to do a movie critique session. So that's going to be really great.
It really is. And, you know, he was with us last year. He had such a great time, and the filmmakers were so receiving of his advice that he's returning. And I'm so excited. I spoke with them quickly this morning and just a couple of days ago and yesterday. And he and we have already submitted some of the films that he's going to be critiquing. And so he can already be pre-knowledgeable
right.
types of, you know, direction these films are coming in. And I tell you, last year, I'm very passionate about the films not getting accepted.
Right.
And I did not like not accepting these films. So I found a way to have them to come to Kingdomwood and allow us to help you.
Right, right.
To do better and
mm-hmm,
get better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's why you have to get the top. And Gil is the top guy. Gil Robertson mm-hmm. is the top critique guy when it comes to positive criticism on how to do great filmmaking.
So he's going to be there on Friday. Then Saturday, you've got workshops and panels and then screenings the rest of the day, which is going to be a lot of fun.
It really is. Mm-hmm. There's so many great things that's going to be coming out of Kingdomwood this year. We don't want no one to miss it. We got something for everyone.
On Sunday, October 8th, that's when you're going to do church service and then an award ceremony. That's going to be mm-hmm. phenomenal. And I'm sure everybody's really excited about that.
They really are. We get a great turnout when it comes to recognizing the screenwriters mm-hmm. and the filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition, which is not listed yet, but we are currently working on it, is when we're going to actually recognize the Christian women in film.
That's great.
We want to recognize them. We want to see, and we possibly going to be closing, having a red carpet closing with one of the Christian women in film movies.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to kick this off and do them well this year.
All right. So tell people again where it's going to be held, where they can get tickets, where they can go for more information.
Oh, yeah. They can always visit our website at www.kingdomwood.com. It will be hosted at the JW Marriott in Buckhead on Lenox. That's just Lenox Square.
Yeah.
Or
mm-hmm.
it's Lenox Road.
It's yeah. Lenox Road.
But
mm-hmm.
it'd be right there. You can't miss it. But we would really enjoy everyone to go to our website. You can see the different ticket prices that you can come. We really made it reasonable because we want everyone there. So come out and have a great time. Enjoy the films and the workshops and the panels. And networking is the key.
It is.
So we can keep it growing right absolutely. Here in
Georgia. Absolutely. Absolutely. October 6th through the 8th, 2017. Kingdomwood.com is where you need to go. This is Audrey Thomas. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a blessing. Thank you so much for having me.